Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And now to our look at conditions on the land. Northland still needs a decent dose of rain. The countryside's green dry. A stock agent says recent wean affairs went better than expected, but now it's hard to match buyers with sellers. There's just not enough feed to give buyers confidence. In the Pukekohe district, at last, dry, brown grass is giving way to green. Thanks to substantial rain last weekend, mainly fine mild weather this week with the odd shower. Brassicas have sized up and are looking good. For most crops, irrigation equipment has been given a rest. Moist soil has responded well to cultivation as growers prepare fields to sow onions.
Waikato around Pairoa is looking very good. There's been a bit of rain which has helped fertilisers soak in. More rain's expected over the weekend and next week. The farmer we called is moving to another farm on the 1st of June and is really pleased to be able to leave the farm he's on with good pasture covers. He says his cows are milking phenomenally well. They're producing 20% more each day than they were at the same time last year. He says he'll definitely be milking right through to the end of the season with all of the cows. Rain before Easter in Bay of Plenty has really kicked growth along on farms. It's still very mild and facial eczema spore counts are higher than farmers would like. There are huge signs on roadsides advertising work in the kiwi fruit industry. The gold harvest is underway.
There was a fog in King Country on Friday morning. The regions responded well to last week's rain. With winter approaching, farmers are dropping stock numbers. Weaner cattle are being sold and store lambs are heading out of the area to Hawke's Bay and Wairarapa. Lots of hunters have been passing through Tomaranui as they head out for the roar. The New Zealand Shearing Championships are underway in Te Kuiti. They're an even bigger deal this year than usual, as last year's event was cancelled because of the lockdown, and this year's Golden Shears didn't go ahead either. Our contact in Taranaki is on track for record farm production. This time last year he had dried off his herd. Now he's milking close to peak numbers and the cows still have plenty of feed ahead of them. He says the last of the maize crops have come off and newly sown grass around the district is looking good.
It was a stunning day on Friday in Gisborne. The big vegetable grower Liederbrand has almost finished constructing a dam to collect water off the roof of the huge indoor growing facility that it's about to build. It'll cover 15 hectares in all. The equipment to build the structure is on the water, 50 to 60 containers worth, and site prep is planned for before winter rains come. A new cool store for Liederbrand's vegetables is also being built, and the old one demolished. It's 40 years old and was energy inefficient and difficult to wash down and keep clean. So a more environmentally friendly building with modern refrigeration is in the pipeline. A Hawke's Bay farmer told us he was out trying to find some green grass when we called. He says another 30 millimetres of rain would make a huge difference. The pasture's greened up a bit but just hasn't kicked ahead, although he admits it's still a lot better than it was this time last year. He's got rid of his cull cows but still has 17,000 lambs to feed. He's been busy this week sorting sheep for the local dog trials. 900 were required. Trucks filled with grapes have stopped rumbling from the vineyards around him to wineries.
Wairarapa was blasted with nor'west winds on Sunday and Monday. The sun has come out after good rain last week. People are trying to get grass seed in the ground in time for rain in the forecast. The rams have all gone out with the ewes, which are in good condition, but there's a lot of grass staggers about. It's caused by fungal toxins in usually older pasture and affects the ewe's coordination and her ability to stand up. It can be brought on by stress, so one way farmers try to manage it is to move animals very quietly. They're also feeding out barley and grain where they can, but that's difficult in the hill country. Grass staggers can impede ovulation and reduce pregnancy rates. Manawatū has had nice autumn weather and enough rain for moisture levels to be okay. A fertiliser rep has reported the size of the orders from dairy farmers is much larger than they've been for a number of years. With a good payout, there's a bit more money washing about and people are putting it back into the land. There's a bit of chat that vegetable growers are struggling to sell a green vegetable at the moment. There are no cruise ships coming in or other international tourists, so with fewer mouths, they need to adjust how much they plant. Prices to growers are very poor right now.
Across the strait to Te Waipounamu now, and it's been a fine week in the Tasman region, although a little cloudy by Friday, and showers or rain are expected over the weekend, which would be good. They've had reasonably consistent rain here, and for pastoral farmers that's been nice. Properties are well set up for autumn, although there are some southern parts that are a little drier. Calf sales are underway, and considering the beef market is down a bit on the highs of the past couple of years, prices have been okay. Prices are back, but our contact says it's not a disaster. Marlborough's weather has been variable. North of the region has recently had about 100 millimetres, but it's extremely concerning that the East Coast, Seddon and Ward areas have missed rain again, and the countryside has now gone from brown to grey. They've been feeding out for 2 months, which is all their winter feed nearly gone, and winter hasn't arrived yet. The local feds have written to the Ministry for Primary Industries asking for government support. They realise this is only a small area, but for the farmers here who've coped with earthquakes and two successive droughts, they're reaching the end of their tether. Mental health is a real concern, and tax relief for those needing to sell capital stock is also needed.
The farmer we called on the West Coast was sounding a little puffed, and he said it was because people have discovered the joy of living on the West Coast, and they're needing sections, so he was busy clearing one for sale. On the farm side, autumn has been a boomer for him. About 150 millimetres is forecast to arrive this weekend, so people are rushing to get summer crop paddocks in and regrassing done before it gets too tricky getting onto paddocks. The temperatures will drop soon, and the window of planting is then missed. Milk production is dropping daily as the tail end of the season is in sight. Around mid-Canterbury, conditions on the land are looking great. The pasture cover on the grass being locked up for winter feed is looking perfect, and the fodder beet, which the dairy cows will be on over the winter, is coming along nicely. Some farmers are already counting down the milking to dry-off day. Our contact in the area says an accident with his dog this week has caused a costly vet bill to land in the mailbox. Meanwhile, 20 minutes' drive away in South Canterbury, things aren't so good. The region looks like it should in mid-January. It's very dry. Farmers in the area fear if a decent amount of rain doesn't arrive soon, it'll be a long slog into winter. Heavy winds over the Easter weekend brought down some trees that were planted after World War I. A local farmer says they've never seen winds like it before.
Central Otago is getting a little burnt. There's been no rain since January, pretty much. Winter brassica crops are really struggling. Even ones under irrigation aren't looking good. At least 20 millimetres is needed to improve the situation. As a result, apparently farmers are getting titchy. Calf sales are struggling to get decent prices. The top lines are going OK, but the second-cut, lighter calves aren't moving. Thankfully, the lamb schedule's still holding up. The magnificent autumn colours are starting to reveal themselves once again. And if you could dial up an autumn, Southland farmers would be dialing this one up every year. Conditions are generally really good. The odd spot is a little dry, but no one's complaining. There's plenty of grass, lambs are going well, the rams are out and ewes are in good nick. A complete contrast to last season when farmers were battling to find feed.
This is Country Life on RNZ National 101 FM.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.